our listener Jeff has an idea for the perfect proposal. However, his friends are kind of trying to talk him out of it.
Yeah, and so he's coming to us like, you know, are they right? Should I listen to them?
Yeah, it's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Jeff says, hi, guys. I'm really nervous about something. I'd love hearing you help other people with group therapy, so here goes.
Okay.
I'm in a very serious 2-year relationship with my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
We're both in our 20s.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to propose.
Very good.
Now, don't take this the wrong way, but I love hearing Ben's awkward proposal story. I just don't want this to be anything like his April Fool's proposal. Ha ha.
Okay. No offense taken.
Do we remind short
it's
story?
It's just, yeah, I pretended I was breaking up with my wife on April Fool's Day and when I actually was proposing to her.
Right.
That's it in a nutshell.
Exactly.
All right. Yes.
Anyway, so she's currently not in Louisville, living with her parents near Lexington. Her mm-hmm. family loves me. So I was thinking about popping the question on Christmas when she opens gifts with her family. When I hand her mine, I'll just drop down on one knee and surprise her.
Okay.
A few of my friends think it's a terrible idea to do it that way, but I'd love to hear other people's opinions.
Oh.
Thanks and Merry Christmas.
All right, Jeff. I've always been a fan of not doing it on a holiday. Let me just put that as a blanket.
Except for the fact that April Fool's Day.
Is it a holiday?
Is it considered a holiday?
Is it a holiday? All right, I guess maybe that's a technicality in my uh-huh. whole thinking, but
well, you hate you like public proposals anyway with anybody else around. You prefer like private.
Yeah, just for the couple. Yeah, but like I had the ring for my proposal. I had the ring and they got it to me by Valentine's Day. So they're like, you could do it on Valentine's Day. And I was like, no, I can't because I didn't want to do it on Valentine's Day.
Because it's cliche. I don't want to do it.
Well, I didn't say it like that. Uh-huh. But no, I was just thinking my whole thought was, hey, let's not do it on a holiday because
when she might be expecting it.
Holidays come around all the time.
Sure.
And so every year, well, I'm not going to say it's not going to work out.
Well, you were just saying it could potentially ruin that holiday down the road if it doesn't work out. That was your thought process. That's how we got here.
Yes, that was my thought process.
So you're thinking don't ruin Christmas, Jeff?
Yes, don't ruin Christmas, Jeff.
It's about the birth of Jesus.
It's
not about your love.
No, it's about commercialism.
Oh,
and it's about
Santa.
And it's about Santa and it's about presents.
Got it. Okay. Anyway. It's a whole other conversation. Anyway.
Let's not get things twisted, Kelly.
Here's my thought process. I like where his head's at in having uh-huh. her family around. Now, couple of factors to consider. Is he certain she will say yes? If he knows that she's on the same page, they've been talking about it, great. But we give the family a heads up. You need to talk to her parents and run this by them before you spring something like that on their family. It could be good, but first we gauge whether her parents are on board with that. Like, do they love you? I think he said her family loves me.
All right,
that's good.
Yeah.
But still give them a heads up because I feel like I know that you think surprises are romantic, but
yeah,
I feel
sure.
like the family just maybe talk to her mom first. Dip the toe in maybe with the mom. I've got an idea. What do you think?
Mm.
Make sure that your girlfriend is on board. Like you guys have had these like future talks. You're on the right path together. Make sure that's the case first before you put her in that position in front of her whole family.
Because that
is the idea. It is romantic.
Listen, that is like a public proposal in my mind.
It is.
Because
it is
you surrounded by a bunch of people. And if I was her brother and I didn't know this was happening, I'd be like,
ducks have to be in a row, I feel like. There are a few ducks. Need to be in a row. Now, Lexi from L.A., no, absolutely not. Never do it on a holiday or a birthday.
Right.
It might just be just me. No, it's also Ben. But to me, it seems like you could think of anything
uh-huh.
other than that to get me.
All right, 502-795-1997. Maybe you had a Christmas proposal and it was fantastic and you want to say, you know what, don't knock it yet. Or maybe you want to steer clear of that. We'd love to hear your opinion.
I do have a plan B.
Okay, Kelly's going to give you your plan B, too. Coming up here in just a minute, group therapy on 99.7 DJX. Our listener, Jeff, wants to propose to his girlfriend on Christmas in front of the family. He's like,
her family.
Yeah, in front of her family. Right, exactly. He was going to go over to her family's house and they're going to celebrate Christmas and he's going to get down and give her a gift and then propose and is like, hey, my friends are trying to talk me out of it.
Yeah, there are a lot of people rolling in with just blanket, don't do it on a holiday. Mm-hmm. Just like do it on maybe another significant date, maybe the date you guys had your first date. Becca said, I would ask her parents for permission.
Mm-hmm.
One, they might appreciate asking for her hand if you haven't already. Two, that's their holiday, and if things go sideways, that's going to be a memory that's going to stick with them. Also, your girlfriend and her mom may have had convos about your future with her, and mom may be privy to some inside knowledge that could be helpful.
Okay, Kelly's got a suggestion here in just a sec, but Randy, she commented on Facebook and said, I was proposed to on Christmas Day by my ex many years ago. She said it was sweet. I was glad my family was there. I said yes. And when we broke up, I never thought twice about it happening on Christmas.
Yeah, they didn't actually end up getting married.
Yeah, but she said it didn't ruin my holiday or affect my memories at all. So, all right, okay. Randy, I understand that.
All right, that's good. Barbara says, my first husband proposed on Christmas Eve. I didn't like it. I felt like he didn't know what to get me, so that was his option, and it made the focus on me, not our kids.
Mm.
I'd wait till New Year's Eve, or the date you first met, or first date.
Okay.
And that was, I was thinking New Year's Eve, because you could have the angle of, hey, let's start next year and the rest of our lives.
Oh, yeah.
Right, you could do a speech like that.
Or you could go visit Santa, have her sit on Santa's lap, and have Santa pull out his special package.
Why do you have to say it like that?
Which,
why can you say, hey, I've got us an early present for you, ho, ho, ho.
Sit on my lap.
Oh, my gosh. Why are you talking about laps and packages?
Sit on my lap.
You just made and it. Then, you went from cute to creepy.
Well, I'm just saying, sit on Santa's lap, and then maybe Santa gives you the ring, and then
you get down on your knee
and propose in front of Santa.
Get pictures, yes, because the photographer's taking pictures, so that's cute. I like that.
I don't know if it's cute. I don't know.
That's adorable.
I don't know if that's something that you got to set up like a long time in advance, or if you can just slip it to one of the elves and be like, hey, why don't you hand this to old Saint Nick over there?
I think maybe you swing by ahead of time, like maybe the day before, and say, this is what I'm thinking. Can we arrange this so that it's not, you don't have to figure out a way to peel away from her and have a side conversation without her knowing. Now, here's the thing. I still like, everybody is suggesting the whole, because he says her family loves him. And we are assuming she is on board. They've had these talks that they're on the same path. But I would still maybe give her family a heads up, like ask for permission. I think that's always a really sweet tradition.
Yeah.
I appreciated that when my husband did that with my family.
I will say there are a lot of people who have been proposed to on Christmas who are rolling in going, I liked it. I thought it was romantic.
It was romantic.
I
think it shows an even bigger commitment if you are bold enough to do it in front of her family.
Yeah. Jackie rolls in and is like, hey, it's your proposal. And I think it's sweet. You do what you want. Don't worry about the people on the internet. I myself would love it, and I'm sure she will too. Come back and tell us about it.
Okay. I think the tides feel like they're turning a little bit, like we're just getting swept up in the romance.
I'm not, but...
Okay. neither is Eric. Eric says, my honest opinion, don't propose on Christmas or any holiday. And I'll leave it at that. Just take it from experience. Uh-huh. Never propose on holidays. You want holidays to always have a special meeting. I'm sure there are plenty of other dates you can pick to ask for a hand in marriage. You'll thank me later. One dude watching out for another.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, look, I think you've got ammo, especially if you are wanting to propose on Christmas. It sounds like you are. That gives you plenty of fuel to do it.
I really am getting more on board with your Santa's lap idea.
Sit on my lap.
The cute version of it. Because then you have a picture. You can frame it, wrap that up as a present, like for her family. And they can unwrap that. And then they can like... feel like they're part of the moment too. That's really sweet. Or have them there at the mall and they all walk up afterwards. That could be cute too. Oh, there's lots of different ways you can make that work. I like that.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, good luck.
That's my official endorsement.
Let us know what you
Santa
end up doing. All right. So in January, when everybody's forgotten about you, Jeff,
come rolling back in with a Christmas romance story.
with a story for us.
Yes.
And fill us in. All right. That is Group Therapy.